Well, here we go again. Just really a closing few thoughts.
We've been talking with the children about power, accessing power, different kinds of power. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, this is what it says. We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. There's no doubt about it that work can be a chore. A friend I used to work with, he said, there are some jobs, it's like you go to work, you take your brain out, you pick it up when you go home. It's boring, it's mundane, and it can get you down. You put up with it, it can be a drudge. It's a means to an end, to get paid, to keep going. But you know, some people actually work at their passion. Number of times you'll see people interviewed, musicians especially, where when you're talking to them, they say, you know, I am so lucky because I'm getting paid to do what I love to do. My work is something that brings me great delight and pleasure. And God's work for us is like the passion and the pleasure rather than the drudge. Sometimes you can read God's got work for us and think, oh no, you know, what's that going to be? But God knows us through and through. And he knows us exactly what suits us. And when God gives us something to do, it suits us completely. God sorted it out in advance. He saw us as we were, and he knew exactly how we would fit. I'm sure you've gone into a clothing store and you got something off the peg, and sometimes it fits and sometimes it doesn't. You find different clothing manufacturers have different sizes. They might say it's your size, but when you get it home, it doesn't fit. I've never had it done, but you can get made-to-measure clothes where every single part of you is measured accordingly to make sure that when they give you that piece of clothing, it fits perfectly. God's work for us is like that. It fits perfectly. But do you know something? The work that God has for us is also beyond us. Because God wants us to access his power. He doesn't want us to be able to just do it as we are. He wants to stretch us so that we rely on him to actually do what he's calling us to do. He wants us to rely on him. And when we rely on him, then it can be so easy. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, from him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work. We're not called to be passive observers. We're called to be people who get involved. Each one has a part to play. Each one of us has got a vital role. No one is insignificant, and no one is just a substitute, a spare. God needs us. God needs you. In fact, each one of us can say, God needs me to do my part. In John chapter 9, verse 4, Jesus speaking said, as long as it's day, we must do the works of him who sent me, because night is coming when no one can work. There is a time to work, to do what God has prepared for us, and that time is now. Because there will be a time when we can't do the work that's required. That will come to an end. God knows where we are. God knows what we're doing. God knows the role that we occupy. God knows everything about us, and he has things prepared for us to do. But he wants us to access the power that he has through his Holy Spirit. He wants his Holy Spirit to be working through us to do impossible things. God gives us the opportunity to be involved with him. God gives us the opportunity to do great things. And it's down to us whether we accept the challenge and take him up on his word and get involved and do it. It says that he is the one who has sent apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers to build us up so that we can be the people that he wants us to be. So that we can be strong in him, so that we can encourage one another through him, so that we can develop, so that we can be trained, so that we can be mobilized. He wants us to be God equipped and God empowered through his Holy Spirit. The power's available, it's up to us whether we use it or not. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4, "My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power." Paul worked with God working through him. And through God working in him, he did amazing things. He tells us that God can do immeasurably more than we can imagine, according to the power that works in us, the power that raised Christ from the dead. The Holy Spirit can work in us in absolutely stunning ways. The divine source of power in us is the Holy Spirit, and that power is available. It's an amazing power. It's a miraculous power. It's God's power source. The Holy Spirit is available to each one of us. Philippians 2:13 says that it's God who works in you to will and to act according to his good pleasure. From the youngest to the oldest, none excluded, all included. If we seek God, if we pray, God's Holy Spirit will work with us and do amazing things. Are we ready? Are we available? Will we say, "Here I am, use me"? God gives us the challenge. It's our response to that. Stephen's going to come and play for us. He's just going to play quietly in the background. Impossible Things.